We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com. Okay.
All right. Valentine's Day is tomorrow.
Yes.
I thought we'd do a PSA
For
the lovely citizens of North Texas.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah. Great idea.
A lot of people that do these radio shows we'll start doing topics of, hey, what should you get for your Valentine?
Mm-hmm.
Not here.
No.
This show is about, hey, what did your Valentine get for you in the past that you absolutely hated to put on the list of things you just don't get your significant other? Feel free to call 214-787-1987. We want to hear about all the horrific Valentine's Day gifts you've gotten in the past. By the way, there are some lists. There is a list here of things you should not do.
Yeah.
Celebrity fragrances, by the way, is at the top of this list. Celebrity fragrances.
Okay.
So if you think you're going to go get that, you know, really nice fragrance.
Yeah.
Also, and no slight against the drugstores, but don't go to Walgreens to get the fragrances. Mm-hmm. It's not the same as the one that you get inside of, say, Nordstrom.
Right.
Okay? It's not the same.
No.
Cheap chocolate, also on the list of things you should not get your significant other.
Mm-hmm.
Go for the good stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, Ghirardelli action.
Novelty jewelry.
Like hearts?
Fake jewelry and stuff?
Like the stuff you get in the machine at the grocery store.
Like the 25 cent?
Yeah.
In the plastic cup?
If you're getting that for someone, you have bigger problems.
Right?
Much bigger problems.
Unwanted trinkets. Now, here's the thing. You can end up at a dollar store.
Uh-huh.
Like, if you go to Five Below,
there's
tons of stuff you can get in there for your Valentine.
Oh, sure.
Don't do it. There are plenty of other reasons to go into Five Below. Mm-hmm. Valentine's Day is not one of them for your significant other.
Yeah, that's now, more of a kid.
Right. If you're going there to get a bunch of stuff for, like, the kid's Valentine's Day party tomorrow,
absolutely.
That's awesome.
Sounds like a great idea.
Yes.
Yeah, but not for your lover.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay. And number one on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Household appliances.
Oh.
Should be an obvious
like
one.
That
should be
machine,
so obvious. Like,
a vacuum cleaner.
Oh.
Yeah.
Unless, a new dust buster.
Unless she specifically had asked for that. But odds are, I mean.
Well, I think that cancels any of these gifts out. But if you just show up, here, it's a new dryer.
Like, falling down on your.
Yeah.
I love it. People are calling. They've got things that they've gotten for Valentine's Day that are not good.
No.
We'd love to hear all about it. 214-787-1987. Also, a Peloton, I'm just saying. After everything that happened over Christmas. It's 98.7 K-Love with Miles in the Morning. Good morning. All right, real quick, somebody give me some cheesy music to talk to here real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Give me something cheesy. Hey, kids. Today, we're going to play a brand new game of Can You Top That?
Oh, God.
It's 98.7 K-Love, Miles in the Morning. Valentine's Day is tomorrow.
Yes.
And again, this is a PSA.
Mm-hmm.
The dumbest kiss you've ever gotten. Can you top that?
Oh, jeez.
Good morning, K-Love.
You know, one thing I found the hard way not to give your wife, this was shortly before she became my ex-wife, was an iron.
Yeah.
Household appliance. Yeah.
When you get your wife an iron, that sends a very clear message.
Well,
I gave her a nice iron board for Christmas. I don't know what her gripe was.
You're gifting a chore, not a present.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's why. Okay, never mind. Thank you.
You got it.
Bye.
Divorce.
I'm pretty sure that's why.
Yep. Good morning, Caleb.
Calling about my horrific Valentine gift.
I can't wait to hear this. Go for it.
Well, it was my first marriage, and so I guess he was just young and dumb, obviously. But it was when Hunter Green was like the color everybody wanted.
Oh, yeah.
So I got a Hunter Green nightie and a Hunter Green cushion toilet seat together.
You didn't even wrap them separately to, you know, kind of differentiate?
Like, those don't match real well.
Box. And I'm like, well, I don't understand. He's like, we're always complaining that the toilet seat is cold. And I'm like, why the hell would you buy me that for Valentine's Day?
You know, this is the problem with we men.
But the toilet seat?
Yeah.
We try so hard to be thoughtful and caring.
In a weird way, I kind of appreciate that effort.
Right? But at the same time, nothing says romance about a Hunter Green toilet
seat. Right, keeping your butt warm this Valentine's.
Right. And the fact that you can buy both those together, like if you buy the 90, you get the toilet seat cover for free.
I think where he suffered on this one is not separating the two items.
Correct, yes.
And just a simple wrapping, I think, would have helped.
What would have been the better, like, holiday to celebrate with the toilet seat cover?
Thanksgiving,
Christmas,
probably.
Or
Easter.
Birthday, you know?
Valentine's Day, though. No. I'm not a big flower person. They die. I'd rather have shoes, but
okay.
Toilet seat.
Yeah.
Hey, Jerry, how are you?
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. So we're talking about these Valentine's Day gifts that people have given that don't end up as planned.
Yeah, I think I got my wife the worst Valentine's Day present ever. I bought her a commode seat.
We just had your wife on the phone
seriously.
A couple of minutes ago. Was it Hunter Green?
No.
You're telling me there's more than one man that has done this before?
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, but check this out. Years ago, when we were first married, about 30 years ago, we lived in a mobile home, and it was always cold during the winter. So she complained about the cold commode seat. So I got her one of the puffy ones, the soft ones, so it was warm when she sat down.
Yes.
Man, you're doing the right thing. You were listening and paying attention to what she said.
This is the interesting thing about we as men. We try so hard to be unique and innovative, and we try to show you that we care by getting something we know you want.
You are right. The thought process here is very, very sweet.
That's right. But you will be judged. It's not by your wife. The mother-in-law never let me forget that.
Yeah.
Well, she's got to sit on that thing, too.
Right. That seems like a gift that you'd get on, like, a Tuesday.
Yes. Valentine's
Day.
Hey, bought you while I was at the Home Depot. Here's a cushiony toilet seat.
Yeah.
Not, hey, it's Valentine's, super sexy night. Enjoy this toilet seat.
Right.
That's exactly right. Hey, thanks, guys. Y'all have a great weekend.
You got it. Good luck with everything in the future endeavors.
Yes, sir.
Hopefully he's getting better.
Can you top that? 214-787-1987. Again, this is a PSA.
And you can dance.
More for men than anything else.
For sure.
Kayla, good morning.
Once again, there are other radio shows out there that are much cheesier than we are.
Mm-hmm.
It's 98.7 Kayla, Miles in the Morning. And this morning, they're probably talking about, hey, here's what you should gift your significant other for Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm. Right, trying to help you out, you know?
Yep.
Not here, though.
No.
We play Can You Top That?
Right.
Gifts that you shouldn't give your significant other.
Exactly.
From experience.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Hey, my name is Ashley. I have a story for you guys.
I can't wait for this one. Okay.
Christian toilet seat. Okay. My husband is a chef, and he brought home second home used flowers.
Wait,
hold on.
He's a chef.
Okay.
And one of the cocktail waitresses had gotten a bunch of flowers from a guy that she didn't care about. And the guy spent like $300 on flowers. I'm talking about the elaborate, like, just massive displays. And she was going to toss it out. And he's like, no, don't do that. And he took it and brought it home.
Now see, I'm stop. Rebecca, I see you ready to tee off on this guy.
But
I'm going to tell you why this guy is brilliant, okay? There's another story I saw this morning where women, okay, would rather take a man with bad breath than a man who's bad with his finances. I think this guy is being genius with his finances, right? He is saving $300 right there that he can spend on you in other ways.
Okay. I have to know, how did you find out that he had taken these flowers from other women? Did he forget a card on it or something?
Oh, no. He was completely honest about it. We laughed about it. So I wasn't necessarily upset. I just thought it was pretty kind of epic, to be honest. But, we just had a good laugh.
Obviously, it didn't bother you too bad. Yeah. You got a kid in the back seat.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yes. My 3-year-old.
You're still together.
Yes, we're still together.
Okay.
And so that Valentine gift from 3 years ago.
And don't miss the best of Miles in the Morning every Saturday morning from 6 to 10 a.m. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.